This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday. We're motoring on through the week, John Martin. Put a smile on your face, brother, because football is coming tonight for the most part. 11 games. Yes, they're preseason, but it is a full slate of football. Everybody excited about that, if you cannot tell by my voice. And the high level at which I'm speaking. I'm also excited, John, about an in-studio guest that we will have here later. Lester Hudson. Lester Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. One of Memphis's greats and one of the true great basketball stories that doesn't get talked about enough around here. What do you think, John Martin?
Agree with that. Definitely do agree with that. You're right. We have a full slate of NFL tonight. Two games on TV. You got the Jets and the Giants on NFL Network at 6. And then after that, it is a doubleheader. It's going to be the Chargers versus the Cardinals. I don't know how much you're going to see of Kyler Murray, right, with the Cardinals. But if he gets a series or two, that'd be worth tuning in for.
Yep.
Just to kind of see what he is all about. So you're exactly right. We do have a full slate of NFL tonight, and that is exciting. They don't count.
Not you.
As we know.
I'm sorry, you don't play till Saturday, but we're there.
Right.
Carolina's there. Titans there. Everybody line them up tonight. Let's go.
I remember, a lot of people say the preseason is meaningless. And in many ways, perhaps it is. Perhaps it
mostly
is
meaningless.
But I remember 5 years ago, this was Derek Carr's rookie year.
Oh.
And they were going into the season with Matt Schaub as their quarterback.
Yes.
He was going to be the starter.
Yes.
And it was one of the final games of the preseason, if not the last one. Remember, this 2014 when Seattle had Richard Sherman and, Cam Chancellor. I mean, it was the Legion of Boom, right? Yeah, they were awesome. Well, they put Derek Carr in there against the first. They start him in this game.
Yes.
Second round rookie.
Yes.
And he throws 3 touchdowns in the first half.
Holy cow. And the legend begins.
Against the Legion of Boom. And maybe not so much a legend, but it made the decision easy for the franchise. So maybe there is a situation out there, New York, where there could or should be a quarterback change. And this
a lot to watch.
This is where it starts.
Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
A lot to watch tonight.
Exactly. So, yeah. There are things that can happen in a preseason schedule that changed the course of a franchise. Certainly it did for us. And now Derek Carr is the highest paid quarterback, or was at one point the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
And he's buying a home next to John Gruden in Las Vegas.
We have a lot to get to. We have a lot to get to on the show today. Let's go through the lineup really quickly. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins normally joins us on Thursdays. He will be with us today at 11:25. We will talk to him about, his life and times and how he's feeling about everything. So that will happen at 11:25. At 12:25, we are going to be joined in studio, like you mentioned, by Chinese Basketball Association legend Lester Hudson.
I'm sorry, I stole your thunder there. You could tell I was a little excited, a little premature there, wasn't I?
I understand you're excited. He is a two-time CBA MVP.
Yes.
He's the all-time leading scorer foreigner in CBA history.
How dare you take that info away from me? I'd be schooling you on that.
No, you're right.
Your research for this.
At the end of the day, Lester Hudson is a Memphis basketball great, you know, and he plied his trade elsewhere, you know, because sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to be willing to go where the work is.
Yes.
And he did that. And he is going to go down and will go down and has gone down as a Chinese Basketball Association great. He's going to be putting on a back-to-school bash, coming back to Memphis and doing good for the community, which is what we love to see.
Love it.
And so we're going to have him in studio at 12:25. But really quickly, I don't think I realized quite what Lester meant to his franchise.
Well, not just to the franchise. I think, John, and I'll read a statement here that may give you a little bit more indication, but I think a lot to that, to the entire country.
Yes.
Of China.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if we've got a little music here.
But I hope this is not offensive.
It won't be.
Okay.
Hopefully.
You're black, so I think it's much better coming from you.
As you said, Lester Hudson, man from Memphis, played at Central High School, then goes on to Southwest Tennessee, then to UT Martin, where he becomes the first Division I player to record a quadruple-double. Goes to China, John, and as you said, becomes a star.
Yes.
Two-time CBA MVP. Wins a championship with the Liaoning Flying Leopards. He meant a ton to that organization. Don't smile, because you're going to mess me up.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That organization that he meant so much to, a nice five-year run here last 5 years. Again, went to three finals. They won a championship. Released a statement about his time with them, because it appears that at 35 years old, at least the time with that team is up, the Liaoning Flying Leopards. Can I read you the statement?
Please. Yes.
Yeah.
The Liaoning Flying Leopards are like a running train. They have no end. But everyone on this train has his own destination. When Hudson gets off at his own station, although those who remain on the train are reluctant, they are grateful and wave goodbye. We cherish the moments that we shared and will let our great friendship go on. We will always be glad to say welcome home to Hudson when he comes to Liaoning again. Hudson, Liaoning will always be your home, and we will open our arms to you forever.
Now, why they keep calling him Hudson? That's his last name. They should call him Lester.
I think over there it may be more endearing to use, and a respect thing to use the last name there. It's probably the name they use, like in movies, when they call Sylvester Stallone by his last name.
Interesting.
I love their theme music here, too. This is very zen. It just makes me feel at peace with Mr. Hudson.
Was that not amazing?
It really was. And was that an all-time great
This guy
statement.
Scored more points. He's from Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis,
than
Tennessee.
Stephon Marbury, revered Stephon Marbury in China, who's a star over there. Highest scoring foreigner to ever play in the CBA.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely, it puts American statements to shame. I know we're kind of, you know, on the brink of trade war with China right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got us crushed in the statement department.
No question.
You know, I mean.
My goodbye from the CA was like, here's Jason's five best moments he covered.
You know,
do it in with this playing and try to revise that memo maybe, you know, how you would have liked to have heard that?
Dangerous. Maybe a little later. Maybe a little bit later on.
Yeah, I mean, when the Grizzlies release somebody, they just say, thank you, we're retiring your jersey.
That's
good point.
True.
Doesn't matter who
Everybody
it is.
Everybody gets it.
Who is that? Who is Xavier Munford? Thank you. Your number will hang in the rafters. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who else have the Grizzlies retired the jersey numbers for?
Yeah. The big four.
There's been, of course.
Well, yes.
It's everybody.
Yes. Yeah. But Xavier Munford, I think, is the...
Christian Laettner, I think, is up there,
is the latest guy that they have decided to retire their jersey for. So I think there's a lot we could learn. That's the point here. There's a lot we could learn.
That man meant something to
the way
franchise.
That, you know, Chinese basketball teams, you know, part with their star players.
There's the point. We're a running train. Going to go on. We reluctantly say goodbye.
They're a running train that will never end, ever.
Never.
We are never going to end. It's not, like the Patriots
dynasty. Not the leaning flying leopards.
It's just perfect,
man. Made millions over there with those folks. They loved him, clearly.
It's got arrogance in the statement.
A little bit.
But it's also got, you know, gratefulness.
A proper goodbye, I think.
You know, and
some
appreciation real gratefulness. And sincerity, yeah. You know. So, yeah. Anyway, Lester is going.
Amazing.
Do you plan to read that? Maybe it's a sore subject.
He's seen it. I imagine when an organization that's that grateful to one guy, I imagine he got some parting gifts, don't you?
Perhaps.
Probably, you know. Maybe the key to the country or something. I'm sure that there might have been a ceremony from the way that thing was. I'll be interested to see. I don't know if he's seen the statement. I don't know. This came out early this summer.
Yeah. So anyway,
but I may read it. If he hasn't seen it, I'll read it for him.
Lester Hudson in studio at 12:25. And then at 1:25, we are going to be joined by Michael Lombardi, who is a Radio.com Sports NFL insider. We will talk to him about the NFL and about all the preseason games that are happening.
Mariota.
Now, you mentioned that. Obviously, we carry the Titans. Are we going to be carrying this game on 92.9 tonight? We sure are.
Yes.
We're going to have the Eagles versus the Titans right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Heard ESPN saying we should see a lot of Marcus, and they expect to see a lot of Marcus, at least for a first preseason game, maybe more than just a couple of series.
That game is going to kick off at 6:30, and that's interesting. You know, and honestly, I think it's probably appropriate because
it's telling.
The Titans want to see what they've got.
It's now or never.
You know?
I guess I may be overly optimistic about, you know, sort of his future with this organization, but what it clearly tells you, and if he's out there more than a series or two, I mean, the proof's in the pudding, and Vrabel's showing it. It tells you, I mean, Vrabel feels like, man, you got to show me now. Sorry about your injury concerns and your durability, but it's the NFL. You know what I mean. We're sorry doesn't work.
Yep.
It's a business league. I got to see you in there. I got to see you healthy, and I got to see you effective. And so, look, we kind of laughed when Tannenbaum came on last week and said that Tannehill's the better quarterback, and then eventually, you know, the Titans should pay him and move on. I'm not sure they're feeling that way yet. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact that. Most in that front office think Mariota's a guy,
yep.
But it's on him to prove it, and you just feel like it's make or break. I mean, this is the last year, right? They picked up the option.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to prove it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right now because he's going to be up for a new contract. You know? I mean,
they upgraded at backup, let's be real.
They did, and they went out and spent draft capital to get him.
No question about it, and I have my doubts, I always have, on how good Tannehill can be, for whether he's a 1A in this league again. You're talking about a guy converted wide receiver. Look, he's put up some decent numbers on dink and dunk stuff and with accuracy numbers, but in terms of the deep ball, all that kind of stuff, does he go out and win you games? No. But if Mariota doesn't prove it, look, they've gotten a guy who now can push you.
Yep.
And I think that's the thing about tonight's game for the Titans. You're going to be watching both these guys because you're going to have a guy in Tannehill that's trying to beat him out.
Yeah. The game.
Though I wouldn't call it a competition yet.
No, it's not a competition yet, but it could very quickly turn into one.
If he makes it one, Mariota makes it one.
You know, I don't know. Like, do you see a scenario where it happens in the preseason, though? I mean,
No, you're going to go into the season for sure.
Yeah.
But again, that's why he's going to give them, he's going to give Tannehill an extended go. Mariota, even more. Like I said, you know, typically if he's your guy, you're rolling on, dude, this guy gets one series, two tops. But I think you want him to start just in that frame of mind, John. You want him to believe, look, it's now or never. And so whether it's another series, a quarter, whatever, you want it in his mind, dude, you've got to do this and you've got to do it consistently. And so, no, I don't think there would be a switch in the preseason, absolutely. I think he could be awful and still get the start week one, yes. But it's in that mind, I think Vrabel wants him to know that, dude, I'm not married to you. And you've got to come out here and prove it to me if you want that ring.
You know, a lot of people
from me.
A lot of people listening may hear this, hear us discussing this, and they may think it's crazy that you would even be discussing Mariota versus Tannehill. But if you look at their career numbers, you know, very comparable. They're very comparable, are Mariota and Tannehill. And you know, I think the Titans understand that, you know, and they have to have a contingency plan for if and when Mariota cannot go.
Going to get Tannehill is just as much you're sending a message to Mariota as it is upgrading, obviously, at the backup quarterback position. You're letting him know. We've got a guy who started NFL games, has won NFL games. Again, not at a playoff level. He hasn't proven anything in terms of the postseason. But you're telling Mariota, look, we're upgrading here. To your point, we've spent on this. Get it in gear. And so, look, I've always believed in him as a leader. But there's no question you cannot defend the fact that he hadn't been able to be out there all the time. And again, he isn't the most skilled guy. He basically does it with toughness and with leadership.
The first game of the night that you will see on the NFL Network is Jets and Giants.
No Le'Veon, I think.
Yeah, no Le'Veon, which again makes sense.
All the sense.
There's no reason for any team that has a that's paying a running back actually that amount of money should be rolling them out. I mean, that'd be ridiculous. And quarterbacks as well. We're gonna see Daniel Jones.
I mean,
we're going to get our first look at Daniel Jones, and that was the pick that, you know, really had people scratching their heads when the Giants selected him early in the first round. You know, but I do wonder here if that, to me, feels like it could be. And I know that the respect that the organization has for Eli and what he's done and two Super Bowls and all of that, but this could be a Schaub and Derek Carr situation to me. It feels like possibly. I mean, when you draft a guy as high as they did, the Raiders didn't plan on starting Derek Carr necessarily to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Matt Schaub didn't do for the Raiders what Eli has done for the Giants, and that should be said. But it's to me, where are the Giants going with Eli Manning? Home at the end of the season, the same place they're going with Daniel Jones. And if you think that Daniel Jones is going to be the future of your franchise,
which they clearly do for the pick that they spent, six, I think it was.
Maybe you have to give him the keys a little earlier than you thought you would.
Well, I think that's the plan. Ultimately, the question is whether or not he can handle it. Look, I mean, Has there been, who was the last guy that where you had it felt like half of the experts out there saying, including Todd McShay, saying this was a mistake.
Yep.
You know, drafting him not just that high, but Daniel Jones as a starting quarterback, a mistake. And then you got the other half saying, no, I see it. But in terms of not being totally sold on a guy, I mean, it's been for him, it's polarizing.
It is.
And so you know, whether it's Haskins, you know, or these other, or Kyler Murray, who obviously, you know, goes first to Arizona. I feel like Jones has got, and maybe it's a little bit unfair again because of where they took him and sort of where he was coming out of Duke.
Yep.
But he's got the most. I mean, he you talk about being under a microscope.
Yep.
Everything he does. And so, John, if there's any struggles there, I mean, I guess it's a good thing that they've got Eli, because we don't know if Daniel Jones can handle it from a skill standpoint. Quite frankly, we don't. We think we know a little bit more about Haskins. We think we know about Kyler and that offense. We know what he can do.
Yep.
But Daniel Jones, he's like a – you know, he's an unknown, frankly, and in that media market with the way they dissect you and tear you up,
absolutely,
it's going to be so interesting to watch how they sort of handle this with him and Eli. Because I was joking, messing with you yesterday, like Eli, you look at him and it feels like you're putting down an old good dog. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to make it super sad, but it kind of is sad watching him. I mean, a good friend dog.
Like where the red fern grows?
Yeah, sad. Dog, you've had a long – man, y'all have had some of the best moments.
Have you read that book?
No.
Oh, my God,
what is
man.
That book?
Oh, it's
where
a great
the red
book.
Fern grows?
I mean, I've seen Marley and Me.
Marley and Me, I
is
can't –
is that like it?
I literally –
is it the same thing with Owen Wilson and the nose?
I got angry with my wife when she put that movie on.
Marley and Me?
Yeah.
It's a sad one, brother.
I said, what are you doing?
It's a sad one.
You know, what are you –
another
you,
reason why I don't own a dog right now, because it's that end moment I've so feared. But, again, that's fear. I shouldn't
well,
be scared
again,
of that.
That's the circle of life, though, man. Like that's just
everybody's got to deal with that,
you've
right?
You've got to reconcile with that. Your own mortality.
I don't know what it is, man.
Your own mortality.
I don't have any problem with me dying. Just that dog and how you got to explain
sad.
It to the kid.
Yeah.
See people go through it.
Yeah, man. I mean, where the red fern grows, I will never forget. I was in the sixth grade reading that book, and that must be how many Giants fans
isn't
feel.
Isn't that what it's like watching Eli?
Pretty
in
sure,
these
one,
last
pretty
years
sure
like
one
that?
Of the dogs attacked a bear to save the kid's life.
Oh,
something like that.
We got to put him down, honey.
And then the dog ends up dying because he saved the kid's life, but he got attacked by the bear. I don't know who maybe the bear is the New York media in this case. And, you know, whatever. If
John, not to get too far off the Eli and its sad topic,
yeah,
but
where
I was
the
watching.
Red fern grows is a good
I watched a little dog look just like Titan on this plastic surgery show. And he's real cute, mm-hmm. family dog, right? He bit his owner's nose off because he got scared.
Oh, God.
But see, that happens. But see, John, I was so emotional because, of course, you love the dog.
Yeah.
But he's literally ruined this man's face for life.
That's sad.
And they're trying to put his nose back together.
What's
he
more,
looked just like Titan.
What's more sad, that or Eli's career as it's coming to
its
end?
More
twilight?
Sad that this brother had to, this man had to reconfigure his nose.
Okay.
Without then, a forehead flap.
Yep. And then, And then tonight you also have a preseason game, sir. Got your Panthers tonight.
You want to talk about a real team.
Are you? I mean, like.
I didn't know we were going to get to talk about relevant teams.
Well, I mean, certainly there's not a lot of drama with your team right now. I mean, you kind of know what it is. You know, we like drama here on this show. Quarterback controversies, Ryan Tannehill versus Marcus Mariota. But how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I, you know what I love? I love Matt Nagy. I'm all in. More so than Trubisky. Even more so than this defense that's going to be talented for years to come. Everybody's going to say, everybody's saying it's dropping off. Y'all forget real fast about Roquan Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Who's learning from Khalil Mack, and he will eventually be one of the best linebackers in the league. He was a stud last year. The thing I'm most sold on about this squad is Matt Nagy, who is an Andy Reid disciple, obviously. You say, you're getting into it last year. It's year one of him trying to bring this to Chicago. And look, for years we've been running that ball, right? Everything we do is off the run, so to see this sort of KC offense is exciting. But listening to him this week talk about why Mitch Trubisky is throwing so many interceptions in preseason practice. And listen, it's got Chicago fans going crazy. They were talking about this morning on ESPN. My buddy Sean's hit me up about it. All he's doing is throwing picks. Finally, he throws a touchdown. Everybody's going crazy. Nagy, right now, what's important is making Mitch not fear making the big play. The way I've always told you, the ceiling on the Chicago Bears is going to be Mitch Trubisky. Can this guy go out, right, and make special throws and win games, or is he just going to be a game manager, good athlete? That's kind of where whether or not right now will determine whether or not we can win a Super Bowl and sort of beat the top of the top, whether you want to think it's the Saints, whether you think it's Philadelphia, whether you think it's the Dallas Cowboys, it's Mitch.
Yep.
And so right now, Nagy doesn't care about these interceptions. He's telling that boy, try to make the plays.
Yep.
And he compared it to Mahomes, that first year coming in, he's going to be the starter. And in preseason, he's throwing preseason practice, everything else, he's throwing picks all day long because they were trying to get him, right, to take chances. Not to be gunslinger, go out here, be Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, right, but to take chances. I mean, again, Mitch was a guy that didn't start a lot of games in college. So you've sort of got to get that to him. So I know you weren't expecting this big Chicago Bears breakdown.
Not necessarily.
But that is literally the question on our future. Matt Nagy gets it with quarterbacks. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. I think he's got the right guy. I know we got the right coach, and we certainly got the right defense. We're going to be good this year. And quite frankly, I was telling my bud this the other day, we're a Super Bowl contender. That ain't no fan standpoint. That ain't no fan view either.
I agree. I think you're in that conversation. You know,
it's really on Mitch. We'll see. It's year three. He has to take the next step. We've said Mariota's got to do the same thing. Mitch got to do it too. He's getting up there.
No, I need
an experience.
I need to correct something.
What did I? What? Not something I said.
No, nothing. Nothing you said. Earlier, I said that old Dan was attacked by a bear in the famous novel
Was that even important?
It was a mountain lion.
Well, you get your facts wrong.
It was a mountain lion. But whatever, bear, mountain lion, same damn difference.
I hate taking you to that place because I saw it in your face when I start,
Yeah, no, it's tough, man. Nobody likes talking about where the red fern grows, But sometimes you got to.
One's sadder, Marley and me or where the red fern grows?
Well, I haven't seen where the red fern grows. It was adapted into a film in the 70s and then made again in 2003. Oddly enough, Dave Matthews was in that movie. Yeah, like from the Dave Matthews Band.
Crash Into Me?
Yeah, he was in that movie.
Weird.
But I would say the book, man, because, your imagination, and it's very emotional because there's two dogs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's Old Dan and there's Little Ann. And Old Dan and Little Ann are they're hunting dogs and they go everywhere together, right?
Yeah.
And when Old Dan dies because of the attack of the mountain lion to save Billy, Little Ann dies of grief. She stops eating and she dies of grief a few days later, and they're buried next to each other, and a red fern grows in between their graves.
Oh, my Lord.
Sad.
And Billy initially is angry about this. He said, how can a red fern intrude upon my pal's gravesite? And then there's a Native American folklore, a Native American tale that says only an angel can plant a red fern.
Eli's story is sad and real. Your story is fiction.
But it's sad.
And sad.
Anyway.
I feel worse for Eli.
NFL preseason kicking off in earnest tonight.
Story, though, John.
It wasn't me. I didn't write the story.
Well, I know.
Yeah, it was actually a novel by Wilson Rawls. You should check it out, man. You should read it.
There is no future for Eli and the Giants. Why is he even playing?
I agree, man. I agree. The red fern has grown, and now it's dead. We'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us. We will talk to him maybe about some NFL and some Memphis basketball when we return. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind, Mike Norvell and Tiger Football, the SEC and college football, Memphis 901 FC, the Redbirds, a World Golf Championship celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Help us out now. The sound you've always known. Yeah. Music that's endured the test of time. Live, Creedence Clearwater Revival legends Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Together, they're Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Friday, September 20th, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Visit horseshoetunica.com for more details. Ages 18 and up, must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529. Pound law, that's all.
Where it began.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Now we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins joins us every single Thursday, and he joins us now. Mr. Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay, so where are we in the world right now?
Right now, I'm at a restaurant in Harvard Square called Bartley's Burger Cottage. The amazing thing about this thing is we walked the place, we walked in here, and Peter said he wanted to go pee, and there's no bathroom. What kind of restaurant doesn't have a bathroom?
I don't think you can.
Now, mind you, there's a sign to my right that says, Owen Wilson sat here.
Wow.
Justice John Roberts sat here. Chelsea Clinton sat here. Tyra Banks sat here. Bill Gates sat here.
Nice.
Huggy Bear sat here, et cetera. So it's got famous burgers, but that's where I am. But it doesn't have a place to pee. It's like the 1600s in Boston. You still pee in the streets.
That's awful. That's absolutely
Isn't
awful.
Isn't that awful? No, Peter had to go down the street and just like walk into some random cafe, use the bathroom.
What's the best part of Boston? Because I hear about all the bad.
What's the best part of Boston? Oh, the best part of Boston it's not that big, really. So it's manageable. Like, it's got a lot of stuff, but it's not that big. It's got, you know, it's certainly got fantastic sports and music and culture and all that. And it's not, like, look it up. It's not, I don't think it's one of the 20 biggest cities in America. So it's pretty manageable. Like, it's not like, New York is intimidating. Boston's only intimidating if you're African American. It has a reputation for being cold and racist.
It does.
I don't know.
That's true.
It does. It just does.
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that like athletes? Red Sox were for a long time considered that. No, it's pretty. It's a pretty place, and it's reasonably manageable. And there's 55 different universities here. So there's like, it's the biggest college town in America.
Right.
Right here, you got Boston University, Boston College, Northeastern, Harvard, MIT, Tufts, whatever. You know, there's a bazillion colleges here, and so it's a good place to be a college student. I will tell you, I'm the same. I say this all the time. When I go to the Northeast, or when I go to Washington D.C., or when I go to Miami, or when I go to L.A., I can't wait to get back to Memphis. I've become sort of a smaller city that's a little more manageable.
This is a trip for Peter, correct?
Yeah, we're looking at colleges for Peter.
All right, so let's do this.
Who's leading the race?
Let's do this like we do a family member interview that I know you love so much. When it comes time to make that choice, what are going to be some of the important things for Peter in this decision?
I can put him on. Hang on one second. Hang on. Peter,
this is even better.
They're going to ask you what. He's eating a burger. It's called a Kamala Harris burger. Oh. You can ask him what's on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here, I'm putting Peter on. They're going to ask you about your college experience. Here you go, right? This is Jason and John. Hang on.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what up, Peter?
Not much. I'm just eating lunch.
How's that Harris burger?
What'd you say?
How's that Harris burger you're chewing on?
Oh, it's good.
I thought so.
All right, so who have we visited so far?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Who have we visited?
It's going well.
What schools have we visited so far?
Oh, I visited Haverford. Or just like on this trip, I visited Haverford, Princeton, Williams, Dartmouth, Bowdoin, and then we just visited Harvard.
Okay.
All small times.
Coming off a visit to Harvard. Which campus have you been most impressed by?
What campuses? I don't know. Well, they're all pretty, right? But like in different ways and stuff. Like when I visited Williams, it's like right there in the middle of the mountains and stuff. So like, it's like the buildings are pretty, but like the surroundings are like even prettier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that counts. That was definitely like the most picturesque kind of visit. But just in terms of like architecture and stuff, I'd probably go with like Harvard and stuff. The buildings are actually like pretty nice and stuff. It's a nice color scheme.
Yeah, and so when you are making your decision, obviously I know your dad is going to let you make your decision. He's not going to have any influence or try to like sway you in one direction or the other. What are you most looking at for in a college?
No, it's my decision. I mean, my dad's definitely going to give me his input because he cares a lot with the process and stuff. But it's just basically, you know, based on where I get in and then what I choose. And there's definitely be some advising and guidance, but ultimately, you know, it's my call.
Has he been a good dad, Peter?
What'd you say?
Has he been a good father to you?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think I could say yes on that one.
I sensed a little bit of hesitation there.
I'm pretty sure about my answer. I just didn't want to give that information, but I'm pretty sure.
Listen, last thing before we let you go, because you're busy. I'm a father of a young man myself. He's 5 years old, and he's very intelligent. At what age did Father Calkins give you that talk about birds and bees? Because I'm trying to figure out what's the right age.
It wasn't five.
And I know he's raised you well.
I don't know, honestly.
You don't remember?
I don't have, like, a clear memory of it.
But you had
maybe
that talk.
Maybe never.
What?
They might. I don't actually.
Never?
I can't answer that question.
Oh.
You could ask him.
I will. I will. Man, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the visits.
I will. Thank you.
All right, so
what did you ask him in there? You asked him a hard question.
I did.
You said he's confident of his answer. What was that question?
That was, have you been a good father? Have you been a good father to Peter? There was some hesitation, Jeff.
There was some ups and downs.
Just a little bit.
He pondered it a little bit.
We
all have our good moments and bad moments.
The most important question I asked him, though, Jeff, was there at the end, and I think I may have angered him, but it was very personal and very important to me as a father. You know,
what?
My son's five, but I've been thinking about it lately. When do you have the talk about the birds and the bees? At what age? It
I
didn't
left that
sound
to
like.
His mom.
Oh. Mom does that with sons now?
You can get anything on the internet now. You can get anything on the internet. You know?
I see.
Yeah,
you just go to there's websites where you can see anything you want to see.
Jason,
but they may see too much on the website, Jeff.
Shouldn't we be
the ones to break it to
them? Transparency is. I honestly never did. I never gave you the talk, did I? Never gave him a talk.
I
never really talked.
So
no,
sorry,
I'm
just, we've stumbled.
I'm letting him learn on his own. He can figure that out on his own.
Oh man,
that can be hard.
I referred him to the internet. I said the internet's got everything you need there. It's got all the. In much more detail than it was when I was a young child.
Parenting by the internet sounds
when
like
I was,
a foolproof plan.
When I was a young child, I had to look at my brother's magazines that he hid in the trumpet case to get a sense of what was going on. He would hide them in a trumpet case, but I found them. But now you can look up anything you need on the internet. Just Google it. Like, that's true of anything in life. You can just figure it out on the internet.
Yeah, I guess that is technically true. Okay, the Memphis Tigers had a basketball practice and a press conference.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
I know. You didn't.
Yeah.
You weren't there, and your presence
no, I wasn't.
Was.
I've heard a lot about it.
Your absence was felt. It truly
I'm
was.
Sure.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But you know, listen. I mean, you look at the team, and listen. It's like you know how it is. I mean, you talked to Caron Iverson, and you declared a Sweet 16. Like, so you know how easy it is to get carried away. But it is true with this team. Like, they're all big and skilled and athletic. Like, it's a lot easier, I would say, to get carried away with this team than it was that one.
I got no problems with being carried away. I think being carried away is part of the fun of it. And it's not like if you weren't carried away, would there be less pressure on this team?
Right.
As soon as you got the number one player in the country, you got pressure on the team. So it's not like it creates crazy expectations. The expectations are already there. And what's the fun of life if you can't be excited about something, right? I mean, what are you supposed to, on Christmas Eve, as you're waiting to open up your Christmas presents, so say, yeah, I'm just not going to get carried away. I'm not, you know, it's just Christmas. You know, it'll be a mediocre Christmas. No, you're excited for what's going to be under the tree. And maybe it isn't going to be your best Christmas ever, but part of the excitement of Christmas Eve is you're supposed to embrace that. If you don't have that kind of hope going into it, heck, I'll tell you the truth of the matter is half the marriages out there end in divorce or something like that, right?
Yep.
But does that mean you shouldn't be excited on your wedding day? Odds are you're probably not going to, it's not going to be bliss. And then the ones that don't end in divorce, a lot of those people are miserable, right? Or they're just settling or they're just going along. They're just, but that doesn't mean you embrace the hope and excitement and everything else. And when you're at the altar, and we're at the altar with this team right now. We are at the altar with this team. It's we're about to embark on the walk down the aisle, and I say be excited about it.
It's just like what's going to happen at New Era Field tonight when the Bills host the Colts, right? There's hope and excitement. It's the exact
it's so
same
very
feeling.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
Except for Tigers have talent. That's the only difference.
If our excitement level for Tigers is a 10, where's yours for Bills?
If I'm a bigger believer in James Wiseman than I am in Josh Allen, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's smart.
So I'm going to say my Bills excitement is it's a 6 because it's better than just, you know, I left a little optimism.
Yeah.
5 would be, you know,
yeah.
5 would be, I was going to say 5, but I think there's actually a little hope for this season.
It's because
not a lot. Not
not a lot.
Because Josh Allen's such a good running back, right? Is that where you're the hope?
No, because everything else, the defense is going to be good.
It will.
And Josh Allen has shown enough flashes that I don't think he's going to be really good, but I can imagine, right?
Yeah,
you can imagine
I can feel
him being really good.
Yep.
And so the funny thing is, when people, the Bills fans, talk about Josh Allen, they say, I want him to do this year what Mitch Trubisky did last year. Like, Trubisky was pretty bad his first year, but showed flash. And then last year, he took a step.
Yes, he
did. Wouldn't say he's there. Ryan Tannehill took a step with the Dolphins in years two and three or something like that, too. And then he didn't keep taking steps.
Yep.
Blake Bortles took steps in his second year, but then he didn't keep taking steps. So you still got to progress. Isn't that how you feel about Trubisky? But you got to feel pretty good about what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you need him to continue to get better. Well, the Bills fans want Josh Allen to do this year what Trubisky did last year.
Yeah.
We are, of course, talking to Jeff Calkins, the sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian, the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, which you can hear every single morning from 9 to 11. Antonio Brown, we have learned, Jeff, has frostbitten feet. I mean,
isn't that the best?
Have you ever heard of anything like that? I mean, frost, like he was climbing Everest or something. He freaking stepped into a cryotherapy chamber.
Raiders. Your team is a disaster, man.
I'll try
to tell
you.
Your team is a disaster.
Yep.
He
was almost a Bill. He was almost a Bill. He was a Bill.
Sure was.
That's the thing. I don't – the weird thing is he didn't want to go to Buffalo because it was too cold and miserable. And he ended up with frostbitten feet. That's karma biting you in the ass, huh?
Somebody's been reading the Bills message boards on this trip.
Actually, I have not read that. But I should go post it. But it's probably already been posted by those clever Bills fans.
What is your?
Isn't that amazing? The guy turned down Buffalo and ended up with frostbitten feet. That's the best.
All right, I have to ask a couple questions. First of all, what is your Buffalo Bills message board of choice?
It would be like someone saying, "I'm going to go to Nashville instead of Memphis because there's too much crime in Memphis," and then have their car stolen the first day they're in Nashville. That's just the same sort of thing. TwoBillsDrive.com. Is my Bills message board of choice. And I've never posted it. I just read things.
Do you have a screen name, though?
I got no screen name. No, I just am a what do you call those people? Just a viewer?
You're a lurker.
I'm a lurker. That's exactly right. I'm a lurker.
I wish your screen name was like Memphis Bill or something. You know?
Memphis Bill. Yeah. Mempho Bill. Bill for life. Right.
Yeah.
Josh, we trust.
There you go.
Right.
Always appreciate the time,
good
man.
Good luck, man.
Get back to it.
Visits and everything else.
Hey, Jason, if you want to give Peter the talk at any point, I can get you guys together and you can practice on him.
Well,
and
I won't ask you on any delivery advice.
Is it?
All right.
Yeah.
See ya.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Bye.
Yep.
Here's
so,
the internet. That's a tough piece of advice there.
Is that what we're doing in 2019, Peter?
We learned that Jeff, unless he's just joking. And he could be, you know, whatever.
I will, not to defend it, but I do think if your kids are super smart, which I know Ben is super smart, sometimes you don't have to have a direct talk, but, you know, they can figure stuff out. You know what I'm saying? Like, my folks never had the talk with me.
What?
Never. Never. Not once. Not once, Jason. Not once.
I honestly don't know, man. Like, I'm trying to remember, like, I was never, of course, I was raised by a single mom, too, so it's very different, you know.
Yeah,
so
situation is
maybe
different.
that is a situation where you know, if you're in her shoes, you don't know how to approach that.
Didn't I hear a story where she walks on into the room and you're doing birds and bees?
Oh, hello.
That she just stumbled. I've heard you say that publicly.
Have
so
I said
I don't
that
think
publicly?
It's any, you told it on the Jeff Calkins Show where you give all your best
I think
content.
That's right. Yeah, I think I remember hearing that story.
It's happened. So maybe at that point, you know,
you
there's no
her.
Need for it.
Yeah.
You showed her, didn't
yeah, you?
Yeah,
you knew what you're doing.
Didn't need the talk.
There's no need. We've missed this. So did your dad
you
give
managed,
you the talk?
Didn't you? You managed.
Did your dad give you the
what
talk?
What about you, Jason?
Absolutely, Les Smith came in there.
Oh, well, you were three years old.
We had an old-fashioned sit-down, as you know. That's how you used to do it back in the day.
Wow.
These parents, y'all are turning me on to something different here.
Real
just
manly
tell,
man.
Just tell CJ, go check it out on the iPad, brother. See if you can find anything on there about
it. Go to Pornhub.com.
No, seriously, what they'll stumble upon? No. Do we really want to put that chance out there? That's where you're going to learn
Smith,
the wrong thing.
Did Les Smith tell it like in the birds and the bees way, or did he have his own way of telling the story?
Well, Les was a great storyteller.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, he gave me, you know, animal examples and all that stuff.
But you do remember it vividly.
I remember the time. I can't go through the story with you.
How old were you?
Not five. But that's what I was. That's what I'm literally trying to figure that out is when it's happening. Because, again, y'all know. I mean, we're not going to go through
yeah,
human anatomy
you.
Here.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a service.
Little CJ's probably about to start having some questions,
sure.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
And I want to be there. Mm-hmm. I want him to feel like he can ask me without being embarrassed about it.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And so I don't know that you get all into birds and bees, but you actually got to start. You got to be open enough that your kid doesn't fear you, right? Hey, I got to go find it on the internet. What kind of parenting is that? Is that Calkins texting you?
No.
I'm sorry. Did I stumble upon a dark family thing?
No, it's Bennett who
Because I didn't mean to do that.
Who was absolutely flabbergasted by the fact that your dad used animal examples.
Well, it's called birds and bees, fool. Don't you stick with that to keep it at its simplest form?
Yeah,
blanket?
But, yeah.
The way you said it is funny. But
like
I hear you,
examples,
Jason. I'm with you.
You know, like yeah. What kind of animals?
You know,
like giraffes?
Back in the day when I was in school, and I'm a little older than you, but they used to show the official junior high video at 12 or 13, and
oh, yeah.
It was a video,
oh,
and it was very demonstrative.
Teacher having to quiet everybody down.
Yeah, everybody laughing, like, and when the
I remember that.
Yeah.
Old Miss Smith over
yep.
at Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I already knew. It was old news to me. Thanks to
Les had already told the story.
But you guys, y'all's kids are being holy. It'll be blowing their minds.
Well, yeah, you used to read, used to watch these movies, and like there were like sex ed classes,
yeah.
You know, like and that was never a reality for me. Like that.
Well, I mean, again, we're talking about real life here. I'm just looking for a little bit
absolutely.
Of advice. Doesn't look like I'll be getting any from Jeff.
No.
Career advice? Yes. Sex advice? Wouldn't you talk to your kids about it? No.
Yeah,
go to the internet.
He skipped that. He skipped that.
You got to do the tough stuff, too.
He said he actually left it to his wife, his ex-wife.
Whew.
That's what he said. That's a tough spot.
That's hard. Put it all on her, right?
Yeah, because her perspective is very different as a woman.
You would think.
It is. It is. So anyway.
Okay. I don't want to get too deep in this.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
We've passed that bar, brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Lester Hudson is going to be in studio. He's a Chinese basketball legend. We will talk to him about his career. And what he's got going on in Memphis at 12:25. We'll come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My favorite Bud Foster straight end. I'm like, oh, by the way, I forgot to ask. Like, the coaches poll just came out, and Virginia Tech was ranked like 19th in the country. Did you see it? And he goes, oh, yeah, I was just looking at it on my computer before you walked in here. And jiggles the mouse to, like, get the screen unfrozen, and there's porn on the screen.
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
And he turns to me and goes, oh, man, those are some boobies right there.
The Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Before you go full speed into fall, get 25% off top brands like Nike at Macy's right now. Great prices on logo tees, leggings, and head-to-toe looks for everyone. Means you're ready to go back to school, get back on the field, or just cruise effortlessly through the week. And to really start the season strong, Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas are 25% off too. Fall's about to make its move, so make yours first with 25% off select styles from Nike, Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas at Macy's and Macy's.com.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, no purchase necessary. Promotion ends 9/119. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discussed that and my unique Shell Bucks option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 248-304-8304-6 or memphisrelocate.com.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Horses in the bag, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me.
So there is a crazy story going down in the West Tennessee, Memphis area. Everybody should have gotten an alert yesterday around 3:51. It was a Tennessee Blue Alert for Henning, Tennessee, which is about 60 miles from Memphis. An inmate from the West Tennessee State Penitentiary at Fort Pillow, which is near Henning, again, about an hour away from Memphis, an hour north of Memphis. He has escaped. He has escaped from the West Tennessee State Penitentiary. His name is Curtis Ray Watson. And Governor Bill Lee is going to issue a press conference.
Yeah,
he's going to have a press conference at 12:30. You're going to be there, you're saying?
No, he'll be there. Oh. Yeah, he's going to address the situation.
Yeah, he will be there to address. Obviously, very serious. He escaped. And he is a person of interest in the death of a top prison official who I believe stays on the property. Her home was on the prison grounds.
Yeah, she was a correction administrator for the TDC, Tennessee Department of Corrections.
Yeah, so he is a person of interest in this death. You'll see the if you're driving on the interstate, on the screens it'll say call this number for more information. But yeah, this guy looks very scary. He looks like a very, he's like, 6-something, 6'2", 6'3". He's a big dude, man. He's a very big dude, and he is on the loose. The FBI is saying that he is a very dangerous person, and he apparently rode off on a tractor. So if you see a dude on a tractor, then it's probably him.
Aren't you watching, seriously, real talk, aren't you watching them more closely, the dudes that are actually on a tractor or something, that capable of leaving the scene? Like, don't you have the, you got them out working. I understand the work, you're out working, you got them out working. I understand that. But aren't you watching, and even more so the guys that are on mobile things? Understand? Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? How do you ride off on a tractor? It ain't like the thing can go, not even trying to be funny. It's not
I get you.
Go
about 20 miles
zoom
an hour.
Off on you.
Yeah. What's the top speed of a tractor?
How do you lose a dude that's, somebody's fired. How do you lose a dude that's on a tractor?
Mm-hmm.
And he's, someone that's clearly right now being, I guess described as person of interest in that homicide, but clearly they're,
He might have jumped.
They suspect him in this.
I don't know how
they
suspect him escaped. In this murder. Like, I don't know, what the circumstances were around his,
How do you got your eyes off him that long is my point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't know where Curtis Watson is. There are several fields in the area. This is rural Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
So it is easy to disappear. But again, everybody in the state knows that this guy is on the loose, and he's pretty, pretty distinguishable. He looks a certain way. He looks like, he's a big dude with a beard,
But he's also dropped some weight, too, though. Now he might look a little different, John.
Okay,
some of the pictures showed him, he's heavy set. That's why they put out more pictures of him, because he's changed his look and I guess recently lost quite a bit away. Does it? The stuff I've watched about escapes, the stuff I've read about escapes, and a lot of the instances, and it sounds like that's the way they're treating it, you're going to have the checkpoints and the roadblocks set up, right, for in the case that he, you know, takes somebody's car, whatever, kidnaps someone in that case, right? Well, he's got to find a weapon, all that stuff. But the other part, don't they typically end up still right in the area, sort of hanging out, trying to wait everybody out, sort of trying to wait out the search, hoping that the police extend the search, go out further, and you're sitting there and then, you know, hoping that right there under their nose, eventually you can move on when they've sort of brushed out. I mean, that's at least the few that I've looked at. Mm. So, I mean, they're typically found clearly right there in the area. I have a hard time believing this guy's on his way to Memphis right now. You know what I'm saying? That he's already got somebody. You know, seems to me more likely he's hanging out, like you said, next to a tree, buried somewhere underneath a rock. No joke.
Right
there, close to it, waiting on everybody to kind of, you know,
fan out a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see, while we're on the subject of like prison escapes?
I hope. I pray he hadn't kidnapped anybody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I think that's what he was in jail for originally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's definitely what the circumstances were. Speaking of prison escapes, though, did you see this video, man, of the Brazilian drug lord? Did you see it?
No.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. So his daughter visited him in prison, right?
Yes.
And he ends up one way or another, I don't know all of the details, but he gets a mask. This Brazilian drug lord gets a silicone mask, puts it on, has a wig, gets her clothes. She stays back wherever they're visiting, and he tries to walk out, like, as his daughter. Like, he just tries to, like, straight up walk out of the prison. Like,
wow.
You got to see this. You got, because it's
sounds
it's,
like Face Off.
It's insane. It's insane.
Silicone face, like, for real?
Yeah, like, it's a, yes. Like, you have to look it up, man. And the guards stop him because they're like, who the hell is this? Who is this person?
And with that weird looking face, because it can't look all normal.
And they make him strip down.
What?
Yes. And it turns out that it's him.
They had to get him to strip. The face was that good. The mask was that good that you got to strip for us to know it's you.
Oh my Lord.
You got
some
high
tech stuff that drug lord.
Look,
had.
I'm gonna show it to you. I'm gonna show it to you right.
A mask like
I'm
Total Recall.
Here. Oh, this is crazy. Gang leader.
A scary looking mask though. I would have known. Look like something out of Silence of the Lambs.
It does. It does.
You're going to know that's not the woman that walked in there.
Yeah, and it turns out, I think, after he was caught and his escape attempt was foiled, he ended up killing himself. This was all this week.
Yikes.
Yeah, but you guys, if you haven't seen the video, like, it is crazy. Like, you got to go check it out. And they notice something is amiss with this getup. And then they make him strip down, and they find out that it's in fact not a woman, it's a man, and he is in prison there. So anyway, there's going to be a press conference at 12:30.
Yeah, let's catch this guy
from Bill Lee. It's a scary situation, though. You know, I mean, this guy's already killed somebody.
Allegedly,
you know, allegedly, right? He's a person of interest. You know, this is definitely a very scary situation, and you hope that they can find him sooner than later. You know,
well said.
So anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
As a bald baseball fan, I spend a lot of time wearing hats. But you have no business covering up your head. Love your hair as much as you love your team by taking it to Supercuts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts. Supercuts, the official hairstylist of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Down home, we don't follow trends. We set them. Church's Bourbon Black Pepper Smokehouse Chicken is back. A half chicken kiss with a bourbon glaze, plus mashed potatoes and a biscuit for $5. Sink your teeth in before it's gone. Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free Radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever your summer carries you, you can listen anytime, anywhere.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Jason and T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.